It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
KSL's top national story, special coverage with Dave and Dujanovic.
We just took a deep dive into what a witness saw happen between Brian Laundry and the staff at a restaurant in Wyoming. In fact, it happened right around the time that, you know, Gabby sort of fell off the face of the earth and stopped messaging her family. Right now, though, we're going to look at this question. Where is Brian Laundry, Dave? Where is this guy? And then why in the world did his parents buy, are you ready for this, Dave? They bought a new camper. One of those camper shells just you plop on the back of a truck.
Okay.
Yeah, according to neighbors who talked to Fox News last night. I mean, they buy this thing after Brian drove 2,300 miles back from the Tetons in Gabby's van.
What?
Right?
Your biggest concern right now, your son comes home, his fiance's missing, but he still has her van, and your thought is, you know what? I think I need to make a big purchase today. Kind of jealous of your gallivanting across the country. I'm going to go buy me a camper.
I got to hand it to the neighbors. I really do, because they're older. They just moved there. It seems like the beginning of the summer. They've got this horrible situation unfolding, and here they are on Fox News last night, national television, talking about the Laundry family, this couple standing side by side, Dave, and this purchase that they made, and that eventually when police came knocking, you know, obviously many, many days later, okay, now this seems really weird that they just ran out and bought this camper shell, and they didn't know Gabby wasn't around. You know, they're neighbors. They live right across the street from this couple, from the Laundry family. So I want to play, it's about a minute long. I pulled a clip from Fox News about what they saw after Brian got back home on September 1st. Unbeknownst to them, Gabby wasn't with them.
I was doing some work in the front yard, and, you know, I noticed that they got a new camper for the back of the pickup. And I didn't think anything unusual. You know, they got a new camper, so they wanted to put their own touch inside of it. I saw them doing some work. Then when they prepared for their trip, I saw them loading the camper.
Now, you're talking about Brian and his parents after he returned home, is that correct, in a different camper?
Yes. The van is his. His father has a pickup truck, which they purchased a in-bed camper.
Like an attachment camper.
So then you say that
they packed up that camper, Brian and his mom and dad, and they went camping. Do you know that for sure?
We saw them. I saw them loading it up, and so I assumed they were preparing for, you know, a camping trip with their new camper.
They were going for the weekend.
Yeah, that's peculiar. And this is what happens. This could be totally innocent, right? They could just, hey, we bought a camper. We want to go camping. That's something we do. It could mean nothing. But we dissect everything at this point.
Yeah, well,
because the parents are acting very strange.
Right.
Remember, the parents are refusing to talk to investigators, the FBI, police. They're not giving any information. They waited for Brian to be gone 3 days. Brian left on a Tuesday, and they didn't tell police that he was not at their house until Friday. So the Laundry parents are acting very strange. So are we reading into things? Or maybe?
I thought first, Dave, I thought when I listened to that, I thought, well, maybe Brian made up a story about Gabby's whereabouts. Like, you know, I dropped her off at a friend's house. I'm just making this up in my head. But, you know, at this point, you want to think the mom and dad just are clueless about the fact that their son drove 2,300 miles, made a beeline back home to mom and dad after he left the Tetons. I'm thinking, well, maybe he said, look, I dropped her off at a friend's house in Alabama. I'm going back to pick her up. But I don't know. But how do they go camping for 3 days? Also, that camper's not really that big for three adults. I think that's a little bit odd. And the fact that, you know, the neighbors across the street thought that was odd too. But it just all seems so weird when they should all be out looking for Gabby.
He obviously said something to the parents that satisfied their curiosity, their questions, or they're completely and totally complicit, right? I mean, there's kind of only one of two ways. He was a phenomenal liar, and the parents had no idea what was going on, or they figured it out quickly. And I've tried to play it in my own mind. If I'm the parent and I'm having these conversations, I just don't know how I let it go. I don't know what the excuse could be where I just didn't.
It's horrible.
Keep asking questions.
It's just horrible. We believe the search is continuing today, although we're going to confirm that throughout the day. They went in with choppers last night and used some infrared technology. Still came up empty-handed, but that I looked into that Carlton Reserve area that they're you know scouring for Brian Laundrie. 25,000 acres, 80 miles of hiking trails. Most of the area is under kind of swampy water. And in fact, one website says, hey, look out, just so you know, this area can flood in a heartbeat. So if you're hiking that area, be extremely cautious. Hey, if he went back in there to try to play survivor for weeks on end, Dave, I don't think he's going to have – it's just going to be a matter of time.
Well, I have no idea if he's even there. That's what's so difficult. This guy has traveled across the country, national parks. He could be anywhere.
Dave and Dujanovic.
Tim and Amanda here with breaking updates. Mornings from 5 to 9.
Then from 3 to 7, it's Jeff Kaplan and his Minute of News.
We're all on KSL News Radio.
Utah's all-day companion for news.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.